Hey, this is Jodie. A funny thing happened to me over the weekend, and it's quite bizarre how some people react sometimes. I was actually at a friend's place and we'd been doing a bit of gardening. She's got a massive garden and she needed a bit of help. And both her and her partner are extremely busy. They're very, very busy people. They have their own business, and I decided I had a bit of spare time. I'd donate my time to helping. So we actually cleared eight wheelbarrows full of weeds, and that was only probably about a quarter of what we needed to do. So there were loads of things that needed tidying up because they've been so busy, and it's not normal for her to let things go like that, but hey, life gets in the way. That's not the weird thing that happened anyway. We were then going out for dinner because her partner was out for the night, and we thought we'd have a quick dinner out even though we were pretty exhausted. So I jumped in her spare shower, and when I turned the water off, I could hear voices and children as well. So I knew that part of her family or her partner's family had come around. And when I came out of the bathroom, sure enough, there were little cute little kid running around and people who I'd never met before. But her mother-in-law, who's absolutely gorgeous, so I had a little chat with her and, you know, just had a little catch-up. But one of the ladies who is apparently somehow linked, I can't remember the weird link, but they are linked, she was dominating the conversation at one stage, and I noticed that she never actually looked at me at any point through that hole, and all she had to do was, she was looking majority of the time to her left, all she had to do was look slightly to her right, so she's still looking left, but if she centered it a little bit, if that makes any sense. So she was looking at 3 o'clock, all she had to do was look at 5 o'clock if you can imagine that. So a few degrees, really, change her direction. And she would have been looking at me. So I was in her line of sight, and I thought, that's peculiar. Some people do that. Either she was highly offended because she didn't know who I was, and I did introduce myself. I said, hi, everyone, I'm Jodie, I'm Marie's friend. She did not want to acknowledge me. So I started playing after I'd spoken to my friend's mother-in-law. I then started playing with the little boy that was there because he was so cute. And he was in a bit of a ratty mood, but I was making him laugh. But this woman kept dominating the conversation, and I tried to actually give a little bit of input towards the conversation as well, trying to steer it away from baby talk as well. Gosh, that drives me insane, but anyway. And she just kept steering the conversation back to where she wanted without looking at me. And I thought, do I offend you that much that you can't look at me? I'm fascinated by people who do that. And it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I'm absorbed by that person. I'm fascinated by them. It takes my full attention to try, and I actually do try to make them acknowledge things that I'm saying or create some sort of acknowledgement or link or in a friendly way. And in the end I gave up. I thought, you're just a rude cow, and I'm not sure why I'm even trying, but it was interesting. It kept me amused for a few minutes until my friend came out of the shower and we could leave. But payback, they had a little baby and it puked on her, so ha, serves you right.